This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, I, for one, am tired of the phrase fake news being used against any reputable news report that doesn't conform with somebody's distorted notion of what is true. But fake news is a real and threatening problem. We've learned during the past few months of Russian outlets which used social media to spread memes which United States citizens at opposite ends of the political spectrum gleefully reposted because it fit the narrative of their echo chamber beliefs. The next step in fake news goes beyond photoshopping and taking quotes out of context. It will alter videos to make it look as if someone is saying something that they did not say. The University of Michigan School of Information has established a new Center for Social Media Responsibility. It's an effort to combat what the coming information apocalypse, or what the center calls infocopolyps. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Yes, right.
Okay. That's Garland Gilchrist II. He is the founding executive director of the Center for Social Media Responsibility. If the people can be fooled by Russian memes, Facebook ads, Twitter bots, to the point it might have affected the election, how do you even begin to tackle this issue?
Well, thanks for having me, and I'm excited to be here to talk about the center. You know, really what this is about is we're trying to make sure that we can evaluate what's true and what's not. And that's becoming increasingly difficult when it's easier to produce things that are believable but that may be fake. And when they're propagated online through humans and through bots or technology that make it seem like something is popular even though it's untrue. So thankfully, there's been a lot of research on this question over many years. This isn't really a new phenomenon. You know, researchers at the University of Michigan School of Information, for example, have been looking at how information flows through social networks, online and offline, how information flows through social movements. And so we can begin to understand why something that may be novel, even if it's not true, may spread more quickly than something that isn't. So we're trying to really dig in and say, we need to understand how these networks work so that we can understand how to reward content that's true, that's factual, how to reward things that increase engagement and conversation.
Well, that brings up a problem in itself. How can Facebook or Twitter or Google determine what's real news, what's fake news with an algorithm? Or do we need referees calling the plays? How do we do that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways to approach this. And so there's some examples that we've begun to look at the School of Information. Things like, how can we verify that a news source, for example, is reliable? Has it shared reliable news over time? We can measure that. And so one of the tools that we're working on at the Center for Social Media Responsibility is actually a dashboard that can look at the percentage or proportion of news that's shared on a given social network that comes from a reliable source. And once we get a chance to get a look at that, that'll give us a sense of the scale of the problem.
Well, how do you check your own bias when you're the judge of that?
Yeah, so there needs to be a wide process. So this isn't about unreliability from an ideological perspective. It's about looking at verified facts. And so that's how we're gauging this. So I agree with in your open, you talked about people labeling things as quote unquote fake if they disagreed with them. Well, that's not what fake means. And so we want to work together with a lot of people who've been thinking about how to check facts, a lot of people who've been thinking about how to check the veracity of a source, and taking that into account as we put together tools and recommendations for media consumers, media makers, and the social media companies themselves.
So the center is new. Who do you first start talking to about social responsibility? Who do you need? Whose attention do you need?
The big thing is, since this is a challenge across so many facets of how we connect and communicate, we really need to talk to everyone. So we're in conversation already with not only the researchers within the U of M School of Information, but other people who've done research at other institutions. We're in contact with media organizations and fact checkers around the world. We're in contact with social media companies, some of whom who have decided over the last few months that they wanted to step up and not only look at the phenomenon of news from unreliable sources, but also how they can just better understand how their networks work and how they can make them more healthy. Twitter just put out a request for proposal a few weeks ago for researchers to help them answer the question of how do we measure the health of the Twitter network. So we need to connect with all these people because this is a problem that requires multiple disciplines, multiple sensibilities to really get our arms around it.
And then there's the users of all of these apps. I know of several people who, even when their meme or their clever post is demonstrably shown to be false, they don't care because it sends the message they want about their values. It's funny. It's a jab at the others, the people who criticize their beliefs. So how do you get people to put aside their own biases and simply stick to the facts when they've got this great meme here that reinforces everything they believe?
So I think it starts with the social networks have been designed to reward certain behaviors. They've been designed to reward behaviors that lead to engagement in terms of people liking or sharing or reposting or commenting and conversing in response to certain content. So what we need to work toward is how do we help develop incentives on these networks where we can reward people for sharing and getting engagement on things that are actually true and verifiable. So it starts with a conversation about how do we measure that. It starts with a conversation about how rewards and systems work on these networks, how these networks decide algorithmically to recommend certain content or certain stories, and then working backwards from there to reward users for doing the right thing.
So I mentioned it's going to get worse. I read an article in BuzzFeed which suggested that deception and propaganda are going to get far, far worse as computing power, artificial intelligence, and other technological advances simply outpace our ability to understand or defend against it. What kind of impact is that going to have on society?
Well, we need to acknowledge that the technology is evolving. It's getting more sophisticated and at the same time getting easier to use. Now, they're creating these things, for example, called deepfake videos where you can have very sophisticated artificial intelligence take a series of still images and then put your face on someone else's body to help to make it so you look like you said something that you didn't say, which has pretty dramatic implications if we're looking at policy and diplomacy and all sorts of things that could be very dangerous. So we are right now trying to wrap our arms around this. And I think what's exciting and what the opportunity is that, yes, this is a technological advances make this complicated. But at the end of the day, these technologies will be deployed by people. These algorithms will be designed by people. And we need to make connections with these people so they can understand what they're trying to optimize for, how we can define responsibility in a way that's accessible to them, and then we can respond to the problem.
So you're at the beginning of this journey. There's a lot of excitement at the beginning of every journey, but how can you make a real difference in this tsunami of deception, lies, propaganda that are shaping society today? I mean, what can you guys practically do right now?
The first thing that we're going to be doing out of the box, we want to be a center that both does research and deploys that research, but also creates tools that people can use in the real world. So we want to create tools for media consumers so they can have something to look at or to look toward or to use when they're judging what they're seeing online. We want to make tools for media makers so they can show how they can demonstrate the veracity of their content in real time. We also want to make tools and recommendations for the social media platforms themselves as they become more and more important, more and more ubiquitous. They're the lens through which people view the world. And if they can alter or update the way that they reward behavior, the signs that they look to when they're recommending content, these are specific interventions that we want to be partners with all those people from all those different facets of this challenge. And that's the way we can make an impact. And we can hit the ground running for that this summer.
Garland Gilchrist II is the founding executive director of the new Center for Social Media Responsibility at the University of Michigan School of Information. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.